Let's begin in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, and we're going to read a verse in Romans chapter 1 that is very pregnant. We'll read two verses. I'll read one to make the other one more significant, and I'll tell you where we're going in a few moments. But there are some things you're going to experience today from the Word of God that are going to change your life forever. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And then he tell you why he's not ashamed. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, he didn't stop there, you see. You get saved and you step into the power of salvation that you're delivering. But then he says something in the 17th version, which we're going to work on today. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Now notice this statement, from faith to faith. I want you to underline that, from faith to faith. It's going to be very significant in a little while what that statement means. Twice he gives us an indication here of how important this day very is, what the Lord wants to reveal to us. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So your rights in God, your rights in the supernatural, your rights in the divine is revealed from faith to faith. Now the word, the word righteousness need to be underlined, and the word revealed need to be underlined. They're going to serve well, see, because righteousness has to be revealed, and righteousness cannot be revealed without faith. You see it? See, righteousness, he's talking about righteousness, my right standing with God, my rights that God had provided with me, for me, through Jesus Christ. And then he said, but these righteousness will not avail themselves without revelation. And revelation can't function without faith. Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm preaching already. Yeah. Revelation can't function without faith. So it's righteousness, revelation, and then it's from faith to faith. You can't have nothing else in between. You can't turn to the world system. You can't turn to psychology. You can't turn to science. You can't turn to man's invention. It's by faith. He said, from faith to faith. That term, I want you to catch it, because I'm going to give you the subject in a few minutes. From faith to faith. In other words, start out in faith. Everything in between is faith. And the destiny is a faith journey. It's a journey. It's a journey of faith, isn't it? I say it's a journey of faith, isn't it? Once you realize that every moment in your life, I'm going ahead of myself, every moment in my life, you must be functioning in faith. Your faith can never go to sleep. You always got to be ready at any time. And I'm going to give you some principles on that. All right, so you got the righteousness, and it's revealed from faith to faith. Then he goes on to say it again, if you're reading it, as it is written. Now look what he says now. See, the just or the righteous shall live by faith. So he said it over, from faith to faith, the just shall live by faith. Why would he say that twice? He's saying it the same thing in a different way, to know that righteousness, revelation, and faith flows together. All right, let's talk about a few minutes. Abiding in the cutting edge of faith at all times. Mm-hmm. Abiding in the cutting edge of faith at all times. You will break it down into simplicity. It's three words. Abiding in faith. Abiding in faith. Now, the only way to abide in faith, I'll show you. Look at John 15:7. Fruitless faith will not work. Fruitless faith. So to abide in faith, the fruit of the Spirit will have to keep your faith anchored. If you look at John for a minute, I don't want John 15 for a minute. I don't want to pass this up because The enemy will not sneak up on us anymore if we are aware of the fact that every moment of the day we must find out where our faith is, where my faith at. Where my faith at. Nothing gonna slip up on me because my faith be waiting on it. In John 15:7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should act what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that verse is actually kindred to Romans 1:17. Because here's a statement. The only way to abide in faith is to abide in the word. The only way to abide in the word is to abide in faith. Let me eat that a little bit. The only way to abide in faith is to abide in the word. The only way to abide in the word is to abide in faith. How many see what I'm saying now? See, this abiding factor, this anchorage, this anchoring yourself in the things of God. If it is now abiding in faith, let me give you a few things, then I'm gonna give you some principles to work by. Abiding in faith is abiding in your God-given image of God. See, righteousness is your God-given image. His image, his likeness is hidden in your faith. And so when you continually operate in your faith and continue to abide in faith, his image and his likeness in every situation will avail itself. In other words, your God-like nature, your God-like abilities, your God-like strength, your God-like power, all will be available because they're all built in faith. See, faith and God's word and God himself, they are synonymous. And so when we operate in faith, we're operating in God. We're operating in his image. We're operating in his authority. We're operating in his dominion. We're operating in his likeness when you're operating in faith. Faith is a power-packed word in the spirit world. Yeah, that's why in this master class of faith, we got to always, you can never be caught outside of faith. You can never be caught in feeling. Right. See, the enemy will rape you if you don't have faith and you go by your feeling. No, let your faith tell your feeling what to do, not your feeling telling your faith what to do. Are you following me? So in abiding in your God-given image of God, you're abiding in when you abide in faith, you're abiding in your God-given image and likeness, which is called righteousness. Right standing with God. Authority, power, glory, the kingdom. It is again now, when you abide in faith, you're abiding in your true identity. Now, I was talking to one of my members, said, Pastor, you give us some scripture today. But in Galatians 2:20, your true identity there, is your identity is a faith and grace identity. Oh, my goodness. Your identity is a faith and favor and fruit identity. Get that? Faith, grace, favor, and fruit runs together when you abide in faith. The fruits begin to produce and the favor begin to flow and you begin to divine things begin to happen. See, we live by the faith of the Son of God in Galatians 2:20, and we won't frustrate the grace of God. Now, another thing is constantly when you abide in faith, listen, this is very important. Those of you listening, you're constantly releasing your I am status. See, the image, likeness, my I am status. My I am status is whatever God is, that's what I am. Because he gave me that right. I'm his son. I'm connected with him. Notice here, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you'll see the Apostle Paul revealing his I am status. What make me the functioning I am status? 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 10. Verse 10. Faith, grace, the fruit of the Spirit. There back in John 15, we were there. Let me go back there a minute. When we were back there in John 15, we read that verse, John 15 and 7, about abiding in the Word. It was a fruit production process that Jesus was trying to reveal to his disciples. How to continually to produce love and joy and peace and long-suffering and meekness and temperance and goodness by abiding in faith. He said, if you abide in faith, he said, I'll cause you to produce more fruit. But those that do not abide, I'll cut them off in John 15. But here in 1 Corinthians, Paul revealed, 15:10, Paul revealed how to constantly release your I am status by faith. He says here, but by the grace of God, verse 10, you see it? But by the grace of God, 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 I am what I am. I like that statement. I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. You see that? Wow, that's powerful, man. Constantly releasing your I am status. Look in 1 John. The scriptures, you're going to have to meditate them after I finish, but I'll give you enough to feed on. I want you to be able to feed on these messages because they are so powerful. Abiding in faith. In other words, I'm going to talk about not letting nothing sneak up on you after a while. Don't let nothing, always be ready for it. Be in your faith. Be ready to apply that's faith that God has given you, that righteousness that God has given you, the miracle working power that God has placed in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to
God. Glory to God. Are you listening?
Yes.
All right, here in 1 John now, 1 John for a minute, chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. That's dancing ground right there. When? Now. And when you operate in faith, listen to me, your sonship always is manifested. Faith is designed to manifest your sonship. Who are there? Who are there? Anybody out there? Son is, faith is designed to manifest your sonship. When you're not in faith, you're not a son. You're a regular person. Satan don't even know who you are. But when you operate in faith, Satan recognizes that you're God's son. How many see it? Beloved, when are we the son of God? Now. Now. Now faith is. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask and think. See, it's all based on you operating in faith. All those nouns become manifested power when you're operating in faith. Faith caused the things of God to come alive. It's our secret. Beloved, now are you the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, because we are operating in faith and because we are operating in righteousness, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now in preaching this, I saw something in the spirit. When you operate in faith, you're seen by all worlds who you are. Are you following me? See, you're seen. You're seen now, not to be seen. You're seen to be recognized that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Don't mess with me. Dwells in me, you see. But you got to always recognize that feeling and circumstances and situation and other voices must not run you. You must stay with it. That's why Paul said, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on the eternal life. All right? All right, you see that, all right? You will never, when you abide in faith, whoo, Lord, no matter what's going on, you will never forget who you are in him and who he is in you. No matter what things look like, no matter what nobody else saying, no matter what epidemic, academic, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. When you abide in faith, you'll recognize, you'll never forget who you are in him and who he is in you. What a combination. What a combination. What strength, what power, what glory. Hallelujah. What that do for a situation if you recognize at all time that I'm in him and he's in me. Sovereignty, majesty, dominion, assurance, confidence, boldness, access at all time. No matter how you feel, no matter what your body's saying, no matter what your neighbor's saying, no matter what your employer's saying, no matter what the government's saying, when you abide in faith, you always know you're victorious. 1 John 5:4. That's the victory overcoming the world, even our faith. Listen to this. You'll never forget who you are in him. I got a backup scripture for that. You got your shouting clothes? Acts chapter 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you'll see me preaching in my dad's. My dad and I had the same anointing. And to go in the supernatural, I know I have to slow down and let the Lord use me. And so you'll see a little different. And you'll hear me talking to the Lord, acknowledging the Lord's presence, because that's what makes things happen. I said that's what makes things happen. Now, these statements always got something to back them up. You can't make a statement without scripture. You will never, see, when you're abiding in faith, you will never forget who you are in him. And you'll never forget who he is in you. Huh? You got it? I'll never forget. My faith caused me to recognize who I am in righteousness, in revelation, in redemption. It caused me to realize that I'm in another realm. Huh? It brings me to live in the midst of confusion in another reality. Are you following me? See, you got to abide in faith, because faith is the one that shifts you. Faith the one that carries you over from just being a religious person, just going through a routine. Faith puts you in the very ability and presence of God. Now listen at this. See if this backs this up. You will never forget who you are in him when you abide in faith. In Acts 17:28. Mm-hmm. Here's where faith keeps you at. For in him, make it personal, I live and move and have my being. As certain also of your own poet have said, for we are also his offspring. See, but faith keep you there. See, you can go through the formulas. And you can go through formalities, but they're not gonna keep you there. When you're operating in faith, for lack of a better word, Lord, processes righteousness in you. Faith keep righteousness stirred up. Faith keep grace stirred up. Faith keep victory stirred up in you all the time. See, it's so powerful. We're not just going through the motion here. No, this is real. This is what you're dealing with today. The Lord having you listen now because you got something in you that nothing can stop.
That's right.
When your faith stir up your righteousness, when your faith stir up grace, when your faith stir up the mercy of God, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. We can find mercy and grace. Your faith stir all that up. Your faith stir love up. Your faith stir God's goodness up. Your faith stir up long-suffering, meekness and temperance and peace. Your faith stir up joy on the inside of you. You can't go down. Hey! So you will never forget who you are in Him. Faith, listen to this now. It might sound simple, but it's so powerful. Validates your sonship. Faith, let me add another word to it now. Just going to just shout and ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith, y'all listening? Faith validates your sonship rights. And boy, there are many. The Lord have done great things for us, hasn't he?
Yes.
We got some rights. A child of God who know their rights is a powerful child of God. And faith validated. Faith validated my sonship. When I know how to walk in faith properly, my sonship rise up. I'm a son of God. Faith, when you abide in faith, faith keep you. Oh, mine. Now, some of y'all, you don't even notice what I'm about to tell you. You know what I mean? Because some people think they don't know that they're validated by faith. And this statement I'm about to make now is found in John 15. You'll find it, you read it down. I'm not going to turn there. But faith keeps you, and I'm talking personal experience, anointed with divine friendship with God.
Yes.
God is my friend. The scripture back up.
Yes.
If you let your faith bear fruit, God say, I call you no more servant. I call you my friend.
Yes.
God, God is my friend.
Wow.
Faith articulates, activate, access your friendship and your agreement with God, how the situation gonna come out. In other words, faith puts you and God on the same page. Faith puts you and God on the same mindset. Faith put you and God in the same position. Faith enable you to talk to things and situations like God. Faith give you the same authority of words coming out of Jesus' mouth. When they come out of your mouth, they come out with Jesus wrapped around them. Faith does that. That's how powerful you are. That's why I tell people, don't play with this thing. Get deeper. Search him. Hunger for him. Thirst after him. You're a powerful being when you're operating in faith. You ain't got no business being down. You ain't got no business being out. You ain't got no business being sick. You ain't got no business being broke. You ain't got no business being confused.
That's good.
Shh.
Shh.
Shh. James chapter 2. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give me a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel his presence though.
Yes, yes.
Somebody stepping out today.
Yes.
Yeah, situation. That's what I want. I want you to step out of situation that's been holding you back.
Uh-huh.
See that in James chapter 2, verse 23. It says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God. See, faith is the noun, N-O-U-N, of believing. So when you see the word believe, faith is involved in that. And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called. What do we call? The friend of God. You see, Satan don't want us to know that friendship. Wow. See, we talk about fellowship, but we never talk about friendship. You may sound a little arrogant if a person not in the spirit, you say, I'm a friend of God. So how are you a friend? Because he told me to operate in faith. Not that I'm so good, but faith going to kick my righteousness in. And my righteousness qualified me to say, I'm a friend of God. Put your hand on me, my friend coming. Who can do anything? You see what I'm saying? Ooh, my goodness. So let me give you this so you'll have it. Ordained sonship. Faith produces ordained sonship. Faith produces ordained friendship. Faith produces ordained, you know, like ordained is God's ordained discipleship. Abiding faith will keep you from being offended. Because faith, Lord have mercy, keeps the fruit flow going. I keep fruit growing. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, and temperance. See, faith keep them growing so you ain't got time to be offended. And then you read it sometime in John 15, chapter 15, verse 23, and then 16 and 1, you'll see it. Now, one must discipline themselves in life to face every moment and every situation operating in faith, letting no surprise sneak up on their faith. Always ready, always ready, always have your faith right at the front door, ready to flow in faith. And we will address this with this statement. And this statement will help you if something attack you in the years to come or whatever. That's what I'm preaching. I'm preaching at you for you to have something to work with, not just to entertain you. Mm-hmm. And this next statement is going to sound simple. I'm going to give you a scripture to go with it, but it will prepare you for the rest of your life. At all times, know where your faith is. Never lay your faith down for a joke. Always know where your faith is. Always be ready to shift and let your faith flow. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you see, faith abides in the presence of God. Faith is not satisfied unless God is present. Faith will laugh and talk and have fun, but faith always aware of the fact, I must keep my reverence. I must keep my dignity to please God. So some may seem like you a little too spiritual, a little too starchy, don't pay them no mind. They're not operating in the realm you operating in. You operating in a special realm. You understand? You're not operating in a religion. You're operating in revelation. You're operating in righteousness. You're operating in a reality that is real, man. It's real. It can, heaven can be produced at any moment. Heaven can manifest. The glory of God. Oh, I feel the glory coming out. The glory of God can set upon you at any moment when you are a faith operator. Oh, I like that. A faith operator. Write that down. I'm a faith operator. I'm a faith operator. You don't want to mess with me. I'm a faith operator. I can cause the supernatural. I can cause miracles, signs and wonders to manifest at any moment. Any place I am, miracles are there. Yes. Signs and wonders, they follow me because I'm a faith operator. Yeah. And without faith is impossible. That's a powerful statement. Without faith. But on the other hand, I always go when I deal with a scripture, go to the opposite now. Without faith is impossible to please God. With faith, it's possible to please God. With faith, it's possible to stir up the rewards of God in my life. No matter what things look like, I'm about to stir up some reward. Yes. Because faith always looking toward God. Faith is not looking toward stuff. Faith is not looking toward houses and land. Faith always got his eyes on God. Then the house and land come because it's following God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense somebody about to get rewarded up in here. Somebody about to get rewarded. You in your home. Get ready for the rewards in your home. Make some more room. Tear some walls out because the rewards are on their way. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're a faith operator. Say it. I'm a faith operator. Hallelujah. And say three, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the midst of all this mess, the Spirit of God is kind enough to come here this morning and tell us, in the midst of all this, just remain as a faith operator. And faith, the faith heroes in Hebrews chapter 11, the Lord is ready to write your name in that chapter. Woo! Woo! Write my name in Hebrews chapter 11. Leroy overcame in Darrow. Glory to God. You say it wasn't going to happen, but faith, operating in faith, caused it to happen in Darrow. I feel a little preach coming on. Hallelujah. Let me stay with you. Oh, my God. Use your faith every day in every way. Now, that don't sound like much, but I want you to hold on to that now. Use your faith every day in every way. No matter what is Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday, use your faith. Use your faith at your house, in your home, in your car, wherever you go, use your faith. Never operate without your faith. So it's here. Use your faith every day. That's Hebrews 11 and 1 and Hebrews 11 and 3. The reason of using, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. But the third voice tells you, your faith is framing your world. Look in Hebrews 11 and 3. Look at the third verse. See, through faith we understand that the world is plural there. So that means every kind of world exists. Were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now listen, when you operate in faith, when you are abiding in faith, at all time, you're framing. You're framing a world in a world. You're framing a world of God. You're framing a supernatural world. You're framing a world of miracles, signs, and wonders. You're framing where there's nothing Satan has and nothing this world has. Oh, good God Almighty, can stop you. You know that whatever it takes, whatever God has to make, whatever God has to move, whatever God has to manifest, whatever miracle God has to bring, he's going to do it because you're a faith operator. Are you following me? And you abide in that type of faith, whether you're in a suit or tennis shoes. Always have your faith. I don't care if you're in your pajamas or your underwear. Always abide in faith because God is there to do something out of the ordinary on your behalf. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. 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 So see, the problem that you're working with is a problem for your faith to work on. Don't you worry, baby. You're not going down. God not going to let you down. We serve a good God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a God can do anything. We serve a God who, woo, glory to God. Don't you worry yourself doing this stuff going on. He got you covered. He said he'll protect you. He'll provide for you. Good God Almighty. See, this all you got to do is all abiding in the cutting edge of faith at all times. Why he called it the cutting edge? Well, that's what he told me. He told me there's nothing faith can't cut. There's nothing faith can't change. There's nothing faith can't conquer. Who listened to me? There's nothing faith can't carry. See, faith, I'm hearing it now, Junior. Faith is a covenant word.
Yes.
Faith control the universe.
Yes.
I don't know how you're going to sound, I'm a country boy, but faith is smack dab connection with God.
Yes.
I mean, you can't, anything in your way, God will smack it out the way when you're operating in faith. Yeah, that third verse. Now, here's another principle I want to give you. Protect your faith daily. Thought by thought, word by word, step by step. That's powerful, isn't it? Protect your faith daily, thought by thought. Your thought life has something to do with your faith.
Yes, sir.
What you're saying out your mouth.
That's right.
Word by word. What you're doing in your life. Three categories now. Thought by thought. Word by word. Step by step. Bible said the step of a good man is what? Ordered by the Lord. Make sure you're stepping right. And so there in Romans 12:3. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable. And put Romans, turn there, turn to Romans 12:3, because Romans 12:3 is a faith protector. Hallelujah. See, faith. Yeah, Romans 12:3 is a faith protector. Be not conformed, I'm going to show you now, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in every situation. Now, let me see, Lord. If you don't understand that, just look at the third verse now. Look at the third verse, Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given unto me. Now listen to every man that is among you. Watch what he say now. Watch what he say. See, this has to do with your faith. Three times. Not to think of himself. Underline the word think. More harder than he ought to think. You see, there's a certain amount of humility. Meekness. Insufficiency. Inadequacies. Shortcoming. For you to be able to operate in faith properly. What? See, this positive mind, this stuff, you can be positive mind in your world. If you got the right demon after you, that mind, he's going to whoop your tail. You got to have faith operating. You can't be talking about, I believe this and I believe that and write it down. No, you got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he can exalt you in due time. Oh, y'all got to see this. I'll preach till tomorrow morning. Listen. Protect your faith daily, thought by thought. For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that among you not think himself more harder than any other thing. All right. Think twice, but to think third time. Think soberly. According to God, it dealt to every man the measure of faith. So don't tell me thinking don't have something to do with your faith, because the word think is used in that third verse three times. Great and underline them. Hear that? See, stanky thinking mess your faith up. Yeah, if you think you're losing, that's stank. If you think you're not going to recover from this thing, if you think God's not going to forgive you for the mistake you made, that's stanky thinking. God have given grace. God is a forgiving and loving God. God wants you back on your feet. Ooh, who I'm talking to here? Hallelujah. God wants you back on your feet. God wants you blessed. Yeah, write down John 15:7. And write down John, I'm going to give you a lot of scripture during this time. You need a lot of scripture. When you want your drink cold, you don't put one tube of ice in it. You put a lot of ice in it. John 6:63. So I'm trying to set a fire in your life. You don't want one piece of wood on your fire. You want plenty of wood. You want your faith to be on fire. And John 6:63 said, now see faith, and they say so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but it's according to what kind of word you're hearing. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, my preaching was not in word only, but in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance. See, the type of preaching you hear is the type of faith you're going to have. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And all this little modernized preaching they're going on, the little princess stuff, talking about everything all right, and they ain't giving you no information, they ain't giving you no revelation. It's not going to work when the storm comes. But if you listening to me, even if I quit right now, you got enough to last you a long time. You go over and see that God step by step brought you through it, step by step. And so the word, see the word, in order to, turn to John 6:63, in order to irrigate your faith, stimulate your faith, strengthen your faith, cause your faith to be supernatural. Whoa, my goodness. We're talking about when you got abiding faith is supernatural faith. And here's how it happened. It's a word that has to be spoken unto you. It can be spoken through somebody else, but it has to be spoken through you. It is the spirit that quickened it, your faith. The flesh profited nothing. I add the word faith. It is the spirit that quickened your faith. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, see, now that's very important. The words, that's what meditation is important. The word that I speak unto you, the word that I speak to your faith, they are spirit and they are life. See, you can be carrying a word around, don't have no faith. I said you can be carrying the word around, you can be memorizing scripture, but that word had never been spoken to you, and it never became a rhema, never became a live word. So it's, instead of fueling your faith, it's defueling your faith, because you're speaking a lot of word and nothing happening. That's over. It is the spirit that quickened it. See, it is the spirit, listen, it is the spirit that quickened your faith. Faith alive. Everybody say faith alive. My faith is alive. The apostle has preached to me this morning. And my faith is alive. I'm about to change some things right now. In the name that is above every name. The name of Jesus. My faith has resurrected this morning. I'm going back and grab some of the things that have been taught me many years ago. And I'm going to use them in this situation. Quickening faith. Alive faith. Faith that has the victory before it sees it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm preaching myself happy. Preaching, man. I'm preaching his word, man. His word is alive, man. His word is real, man. I don't need no 900 people to preach this word, boy. This word is real, man. It is real. It is real. I'm preaching to thousands of people out there. Hey, hallelujah. Helping people. Use their faith. You got what it take. What? What you say? I said you have what it take. That's what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus. That thing not going to hold you. You heal. You bless. You happy. Get your joy back. Take a little run through the house.
That's right.
Your joy back. Don't let them be stealing your joy. I'm going to close in a minute. Preach myself happy. I know somebody getting help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4? Huh? Your faith has to eat. In Matthew 4:4. Jesus said to the devil, you ain't gonna get me. Man, but he hasn't said it is written. Man, faith should not live by bread alone. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. See, man, faith eat the bread of God's word. Glory to God. Let me hurry. Woo, my. Always stay anointed with faith. Then 1 John 2:27, it talks about the anointing. Then in 2 Corinthians 4:13, it talks about the spirit of faith. And he talked about, you're not worried about what you see and what you don't see because you're seeing something else. See, always stay anointed with faith. Faith carries an anointing because faith, see, look at 2 Corinthians 4:13 so you can get that grasp what the Lord, when I was studying, what the Lord was showing me. See, the spirit of faith, the anointing of faith, the yoke-destroying power of faith, the burden-removing power of faith. That it is the spirit of faith. So you always carry that anointing because the word, see, the word is spirit and life. So the word is anointed. And when you're feeding on the proper 1 Thessalonians 1:5, Paul said, again, I didn't come to you preaching in word only, but in power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. And when that happened, that is impacted in your faith to make your faith an impact on what you're dealing with. Are you following me? See, when whatever impact your faith impacts your situation. So if your faith is impacted with power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance, when you speak your faith, your faith going to put out power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. Who see that? See, whatever you put in your faith, that's what's going to come out of your faith. So you have to be somewhere where the ministry that you're being ministered to, the ministry that you're being ministered to, you have to be somewhere where your faith is being impacted with the word, impacted with power, impacted with the Holy Ghost, impacted with much assurance. Then when you speak your words, oh my God, my God. And then I'll tell you two or three other things. I just feel like preaching. Never close your faith eyes. Never let your faith go to sleep. Always be ready to pull your faith out. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. Looking, always looking. Always have your faith looking. Another good scripture is Proverbs 4:20-23, my son, attend to my word. He said in Proverbs, he said, don't let that word get out of your eyesight. Don't let that word get out your faith eyesight. My son, attend to it. Incline thy ear to my saying. Keep them where you see it. See, always, never close your faith eyes. Say that. Never close. Say, never close my faith eyes. Now, notice your faith has eyes, but they're not regular eyes. Your faith, oh my man, my, your faith is the eyes of God.
Yes.
Your faith is the eyes of Jesus. Your faith is the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, I never heard that before. That's fresh revelation. Ooh, that blessed me. My faith, when I'm operating faith, I'm looking out the eyes of God. When I'm operating in faith, I'm looking out the eyes of Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith. When I'm operating in faith, real Bible faith, with the spirit, the life, the power, the Holy Ghost, the most assurance. When I'm operating in that kind of faith, I'm looking out of the eyes of the Holy Ghost. In other words, when I'm operating in faith, my eyes become Holy Ghost's eyes. My eyes become Jesus' eyes. See, because I'm not looking naturally, I'm looking by faith. I'm not looking at what this said, that said, they said. I'm looking at what he said. I'm operating on by what he says, and I know what he says can change whatever anybody else says. So get those two scriptures, Hebrews 12, 2, Proverbs 4, 20 to 23. Now, to keep your faith in an abiding position, stay yield to these things: wisdom, knowledge, understanding, instruction, and the fear of the Lord. I'm going to go back over those because it's important. To keep your faith in a abiding position where you can see like God see, hear like God hear, understand like God understand. Stay yield to wisdom, wisdom. Knowledge, understanding, instruction, and the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? And read that prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 on down to the end of the chapter, and you'll see where you pick up all those things to feed your faith. I don't know whether to close here or not, because this is so powerful. But here's something. And I want you to hear this, because turn to Mark chapter 9. I want you to hear this, because this is so powerful. Mark chapter 9. You don't come up on all this information sitting on the sofa seat watching TV. You got to spend some time with God. You understand? So a lot of time been praying over you to get you where you can, because I'm about to make a statement here that's going to rock your world. And I'm going to read a scripture to back it up. Sometime our faith is shook up by what others believe. Sometimes people, if you let them, they'll talk you out your faith because they're at a level in their understanding and people just don't like for you to leave them. So they'll tell you you can't go there. See, but they don't know last night you already been there in the presence of God. So you have to be courteous as you can, but you can't let other people keep you from getting what God wants you to have. You hear me? We're going to look at this now. We're going to look at this. It's powerful. You're in Mark 9. Let's see if we get a jump at all place here. Mark 9, I got to hurry. Mark 9. Verse 19. Now, I'm starting in the middle of the story, they brought this boy who was having problems to the disciples. The disciples took them to a certain level and couldn't take him no further. Here's what we're reading in the 19th verse. He answered him and said, "Oh, faithless generation." Faithless. Oh, Jesus. "How long should I be with you? How long should I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him, verse 20, and when he saw him, talking about Jesus, the boy, the father had brought it to the disciples, they couldn't do nothing. Straightway the spirit tear him. You see it? And he fell on the ground and waters foaming. See, that didn't disturb Jesus. That didn't disturb Jesus. And see, when your faith lock in, they can fall in war and begin foaming at the mouth, but it won't disturb you. Because why? You know you got the power. You know you got the assurance of the Holy Ghost. You know you got the ability to do something about it. Watch what happened. And they brought in him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, verse 20, and he fell, the boy fell on the ground while it's foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came upon him?" And he said, "Of a child." And oftentimes they cast him into the fire and the water to destroy him. Don't miss this now. "But if thou can do anything, have compassion on and help us." Now we're building this based on the fact sometime our faith is shook up by what others believe. Okay? Don't never let nobody stop your faith at that level. Always have your expectation from God greater than the situation. You heard that? Always, whatever situation you're dealing with now, always, that's why God got you tuned in here. Your faith is bigger than that situation. That's what I come here to tell you this morning. Now watch what happened here. Watch what Jesus do. And watch what your faith, oh my God. Whatever you see in the scripture, Jesus doing, your faith can do it.
Yes.
Your faith properly operated in becomes equal with Jesus. And the Father did that on purpose. He wants you down here operating as a son, like his son operated. You a son? Verse 22, and oftentimes he cast him to the fire and to the water to destroy him. But if thou can, now look what he said now. See, sometimes if your faith not right, but if thou can do anything. Now faith don't ask that question. See, but sometimes our faith prior to this morning wasn't abiding in place. So sometimes a little wondering come, can anything be done about this? Look what he said. Have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's abiding faith. When you're faith inside, all right. Now watch. Other people sometimes mess with your faith. That's what I'm going to show you in 24th verse. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but I'm messing around with your doggone disciples. You know, they took some of the stuff I had. Lord, I came to them believing, but now they didn't do nothing. See, that most church you go to church believing, you're on fire, and then they take the fire out. And he said, God said, I had, Lord, I believe, but Lord, I done pick up some of the unbelief from your disciples. Help die my unbelief. Come on, say it. Help die my unbelief. Sometimes you hang around with people that get to talking. You done left a church like this, and I done set you on fire, and you get around some of your family members, and they talk you right out of what the Lord had put in you. And you say, Lord, some of this unbelief done got on me. You believe all that man said? Did it come from the scripture? When Jesus, let's close. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, he speak to him, I charge thee, come out of him. You see, he helped his unbelief. And enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and ran him so and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. That ail again. He dead. You kill him with that faith stuff. See that? See, that's them heckling. But Jesus, verse 27. But Jesus, everybody say, but Jesus. Now, I want you in my closing. I got 2 minutes. I want you to see but Jesus in your situation. The situation look like it's dead. And look like you can't do nothing about it. But this morning, I want to prophesy in your life, but Jesus. But Jesus. Come on, say it, but Jesus. Whatever, wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, whatever pain, I want you to know the apostle prophesied in your life prophetically, but Jesus. But Jesus took him by the hand. When everybody else think it's dead, when everybody else think it's over, when everybody else think you have failed, but Jesus. But Jesus pick you up this morning. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. Ooh, verse 27. And what? He arose. Yeah. I know you won't hear this one. I ain't taking it back home. Don't give no place to faith snipers. Don't give no place to faith snipers. Luke 22, 31 to 32. Jesus said to Peter, Satan desire to sift your faith like wheat. He's a sniper. But don't let him have it. But you got it? Can I give you one more? I'm going to give it anyway. Don't give no place to the faith sniper. Luke 22, 31 and 32. He desired to sift your faith like wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Quickly, a ninefold look. At abiding faith. You want them? 1 Corinthians 13, 13. Hope, faith, and love. That's three of them. 2 Timothy 1, 7. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. There's three there. Power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. There's another. There's a ninefold look at a body of faith. Y'all get it. I got to close. Not my time up, but my time up when I quit. Listen. See, but you got to preach all over. You preach an hour already. Pastor. Yeah, but I feel good. I feel like a 16-year-old man. Listen, I'm giving you nine things, a ninefold look at a body of faith. I give you 1 Corinthians 13, 13, hope, faith and love is a threefold look. 2 Timothy 1, 7, power, love, and a sound mind is a sixfold look. And then 2 Corinthians 13, 14, the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Ghost is another threefold look, make a ninefold look. Let's close with what this abiding means. Write this definition down, I'll close. It means maintaining living faith. Keep your faith alive. They say keep hope alive, keep faith alive. To live means to stay alive. Be preserved. Flourish. To enjoy life. To live in happiness. To breathe. To be alive. To recover health. To live continuously.